Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Serving Together in Jesus, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. Rescue workers cooperated to help three men stranded on an island in Micronesia. Teamwork was necessary because a widespread health crisis required them to limit their exposure to each other. The pilot who first spotted the castaways radioed a nearby Australian Navy ship. The ship sent two helicopters which provided food, water, and medical care. Later, the U.S. Coast Guard arrived to check on the men and deliver a radio. Finally, a Micronesian patrol boat taxied them to their destination. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. The Philippian believers pooled their efforts to support the Apostle Paul. Lydia and her family welcomed him into their home. Clement and even Euodia and Syntyche, who didn't get along, all worked directly with the apostle to spread the good news. Later, when Paul was imprisoned in Rome, the church gathered essentials for a care package and delivered it via Epaphroditus. Perhaps most importantly, the Philippians prayed for him throughout his ministry. The examples of believers serving together in this ancient church can inspire us today. Cooperating with fellow believers to pray and serve others as God leads and empowers us accomplishes much more than we could ever do on our own. It has been said, individually, we are one drop. Together, we are an ocean. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. It was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, please give us a heart to join others in service to you. May we work together in a spirit of love and unity in order to accomplish great things in your name. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and our encouragement today was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.